He thought it would be a routine court-martial. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. But when Navy Lieutenant Commander Charlie Swift started working on the case of Salim Hamdan, a detainee at Guantanamo, he heard something he'd never heard before.
The government said, plead guilty. I said, what are you accusing him of? And they said, well, you tell us, but you need to plead guilty.
At which point he said that's not a lawful order. And he sued, saying no president has that kind of power.
He would determine what the rules would be. He would determine who the judges were. In other words, the president was judge, jury, and executioner.
The case would enter the history books as Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, in which the Supreme Court agreed with Commander Swift that a president may not apply military justice in violation of the Geneva Conventions. It meant that Salim Hamdan, a driver for Osama bin Laden, who'd been captured and held without charges, had rights. Swift successfully argued that the president was trying to assume the power of a king.
Our founding fathers understood that our officers would never bear their absolute allegiance to a president or to a Congress. They would bear their allegiance to the document that created the country.
He won, but he was also passed over twice for promotion, meaning he'll have to retire next spring. But regrets?
Not at all. You know, when I graduated from the Naval Academy, what I wanted was that I being there would make a difference in history. I didn't care whether that was as an ensign or as an admiral. I wanted that opportunity. And Hamdan provided that opportunity, and I am wholly satisfied with my career.
Lieutenant Commander Charlie Swift. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.